Right now, it is time for Dr. Judy Werpin and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, toothbrush in hand, Dr. Werpin.
I really hope your toothbrush is not in your hand, Dr. Werpin.
But, Marsha, that is a marvelous story, and it really does point out how we tend to really fuss over these small things and not even realizing what we're really paying for. And I must say, I walk home with my toothbrush after the dentist saying, wow, I got a free toothbrush.
So do I. We all do.
Maybe it's supposed to induce amnesia in you. You don't remember how much your bill was.
That's right. That's why I go through the drawers and like grab dental floss and stuff like that. It's all free. Free.
Free. That's exactly. If you didn't go to the dentist, you might have to pay $2 for it.
Precisely.
You know, but it's sort of in a... I have to say, I'm manipulating this, but in a way leading to what I want to talk about today. Sometimes what you get free is something that you really don't want, and this sort of leads into the article I sent you, which is not a new topic, but I thought it's time to revisit. There's the side effects you get when you take this class of drugs called antidepressants, and the, quote, free, unwanted side effects is weight gain. And, you know, I've written about this before, and I recently posted this article on this website called Psychology Today Online on our antidepressants causing sort of a hidden cause of the increase in obesity in our country. And immediately I got, you know, like a half a dozen, within a half hour, a half a dozen emails from people telling me their story about how much weight they gained when they started their antidepressants and how absolutely horrified they were. I mean, I got an email from a woman saying, I weighed 103 pounds all my life, and 3 weeks after I went on, or she named the drug she was on, I'm now up to 120 pounds, and I'm still gaining weight. And the reason that I wrote this article again is that, Jill, nobody except the poor people who are experiencing these side effects, nobody seems to be standing up and saying, hey, we've got to do something about this. And what I didn't realize, although I went back and checked, is that antidepressants are the third most commonly prescribed medication in the United States. And, you know, and that means there are millions of people who are taking antidepressants, some taking maybe them for perhaps a few months, but many of them taking these drugs for years. They may not be taking the same drug. They may be switching from one to another as the, you know, the effectiveness may decrease, but they are taking them. And the weight gain that one sees at the beginning of treatment with antidepressants, and it's very common, like this woman who wrote to me, can persist for sometimes 2 or 3 or even 6 years to slowly increase in your weight. And it may not be as dramatic as, you know, the first 6 weeks as this woman experienced, from 103 to 120 pounds in just a few weeks, but it continues. And yet, if you look around at diet plans, weight loss clinics, national support groups like Weight Watchers, things that are written about, you know, in health mag newsletters, where do you see this as being held for as a real important public health problem? You know, where do you see people saying, we've got to do something about this? We've got to, you know, make sure these people do not gain the weight, or the weight gain is minimized, or we have to help them lose weight? You know, where do you see in the office of a mental health provider, be it a psychiatric social worker or a nurse who delivers psychiatric care, or, you know, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, where do you find, you know, information on, you may be gaining weight, this is what you ought to be doing, we're going to have a support group, we're going to offer you special diets, we're going to help you exercise even though you may be feeling fatigued after taking the antidepressants. We understand that your food cravings may be changing, et cetera, nowhere. And the absence shouts loudly, we just don't know what to do, and we're not sure that we're able to really help you. All we can really help you do is find another antidepressant that may cause less weight gain than the one you are on now.
I know.
And what the patients do is say, that's it. I'm just not taking the medications anymore.
And because, one of the really just truly massive frustrations is advertisement, television advertisement. And there are so many drugs advertised. It's just you get punded, pummeled. And I just find it really difficult to believe that no one bothers to say, with all of these, you'll forgive me, very thin, unhappy people in the... The disconnect between the visual and the combination side effects and the verbal and what happens is just it's massive, and I mean that is a problem that is so prevalent. But when you think about, let me just ask you a question. I'm sorry if I offend anybody. Did you ever think that vaping was a good idea?
Never.
Right. I mean,
I wrote something about it many years ago. I thought it was dreadful.
Right.
And I couldn't believe that teenagers, and I was told this by a teenage grandchild of mine, that teenagers were espousing this in gigantic numbers. He said it was all over this high school.
Right. No. So it's like any. Please forgive me. I'm channeling Mervyn Dash here. Any fool could see that this was going to be a problem.
Yes.
And
that's right.
And yet here we are suddenly. 10 years later, much money has been made. Very, very, very destroyed lungs for a lot of people. Very, very destroyed.
And nobody's even talking about the fact that you could even develop an addiction to nicotine while vaping.
Well, that must be a huge shock for people, right? I mean, because that's what I mean. So this selective presentation of something, as in antidepressants, like, great, there are people who definitely need them. But, by the way, there is a huge... no pun intended, downside, that you've got to be
Absolutely.
Aware of going forward, going into it. And I just, I find it, it's to me highly irresponsible, just in the same way that lashing out, I'm afraid to say this, but opioids at that clip was irresponsible.
But Jill, if you, for example, if you, God forbid, needed to have chemotherapy, and you knew that the chemotherapy was going to cause nausea, you would be given something to prevent you, hopefully, from feeling nauseous before you got the chemotherapy, before you left the clinic, something to take home with you, because it's a recognized side effect and somebody would do something about it. Okay, but we know now, there is no doubt, that weight gain is a side effect of antidepressants. Where do you find anybody who says, gee, this is going to be, it may change your appetite, you may find yourself waking up in the middle of the night and wanting to eat, you may eat a meal and then feel hungry a half hour later as if you haven't eaten. We are going to help you deal with this. It doesn't exist. And if you are obese, or if you gain weight, and you go into a Weight Watcher or weight loss management clinic, you ever get up and say, gee, you know, maybe this diet isn't good for me because I really was thin until I went on this antidepressant, and now I've gained all this weight, but I really need a special diet because your diet isn't dealing with what this antidepressant is doing to my brain and my appetite. That doesn't happen. And, you know, do we have to wait, as you said, Jill, with the 20 years, with the 10 years of the vaping? How long do we have to wait? And
We're at 28 and counting, and I just find it absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, here we are, and we've done this for a reason. So people, please be aware, and we'll do it again in another 5 years.
Right. Okay. Bye. Have a good day, and keep warm.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy, of course, every Thursday morning, around 20 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Robin Hood Radio.